king. Kings don't mean a thing on the street of dreams. Dreams broken into can be made like new on the street of dreams. Gold, silver, and gold, all you can hold is in the moonbeam. Poor, no one is poor, long as love is sure on the street of dreams. Love laughs at a king. Kings don't mean one thing on the street of dreams. Dreams broken in two can be made like new on the street of dreams. Gold, silver, and gold, all you can hold is in those moonbeams. Poor, nobody's poor, long as love is sure on the street of dreams. Love laughs at a king. Kings don't mean one thing on the street of dreams. Dreams broken in two can be made like new on the street of dreams. Gold, silver, and gold, all you can hold is in a moonbeam. Poor, nobody's poor, long as love is sure on the street of dreams. Poor, nobody's poor, long as love is sure on the street of dreams.
Good evening, Cincinnati. Good evening, tri-state of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky. And good evening, America. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, where they call me Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And, you know, I don't think we're going to be the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show for much longer, because next week, Rob, they're moving us up to prime time.
When's that? When's prime time around here?
Looks like, according to the WAIF schedule hanging on the wall, that next week we'll be on at 10 o'clock. I guess that makes us prime time, or at least post-prime time. We're like ER time, right? Something like that?
We're big time wherever we are.
Well, so what should we call the show if we're not going to be the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show anymore?
Still the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And the phone number is 749-1444, as you probably have heard by now. If you haven't, you've been living under a rock. Frank Sinatra passed on late last week, and we wanted to talk a little bit about Frank Sinatra, but we wanted to talk to somebody who knew the man. And that would be Buddy Hackett. Hello, Mr. Hackett.
Hiya, pal.
How's it going?
Are you Chris?
I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
You got it?
Yeah.
You want us to do it again?
No, who am I talking to?
I'm Chris.
Hiya, Chris.
Hi, buddy. How's it going?
Well, you know, it's been a sad week. And I'm losing a lot of friends lately. I used to be the youngest one in the gang, and now I'm about the oldest.
Well, the youngest guy in the gang is usually the last guy left, too.
Yeah.
How well did you know Frank Sinatra?
How well? How about starting back in 1950?
You guys did go way back.
Maybe 49. I think we were working at a Commodore Hotel in New York City. I was the master of ceremonies. I was pretty young. I was 24, and it was the Automatic Music Operators Association, which are all the people who own the jukeboxes and all the restaurants and all over, and this was very important for recording artists. Frank was appearing that night. In fact, Eddie Fisher was there too, and he was still in uniform in the service. So I think it was 50, 51. I think it was 50, 1950.
And how did you introduce Mr. Sinatra? Did you say, here's old Blue Eyes? He wasn't old Blue Eyes yet. How did you used to introduce him?
It's Frank Sinatra.
And how did he sound in those days compared to how he sounded later on in the 50s and 60s, the later 50s and early 60s?
Well, you got to understand that as his voice changed, my ears changed. So he never sounded anything less than wonderful to me. The first time I heard him, I got to admit that in the very beginning, I was a Crosby fan. And when, you know, Frank had to nudge me out of the Crosby mode, but I didn't really know Crosby until 1952 when I went up to be the act that performed at the Crosby tournament. And in those days, it was so new and so young, there was only about 50, 60 men in the audience at the Del Monte Lodge. But now I'd known Frank for a while, and everybody's telling me, all my friends who were singers, that how can you compare them? I said, well, I got used to one guy. But as the years passed, I went with the rest of the world, and I became a deep Sinatra fan as well as a deep friend of his, you know.
In 1950, when you first met Frank Sinatra, he was already a big star, wasn't he?
Not compared to what he became. He was just a guy making a living, you know.
But what didn't he already have hit singles, and weren't the girls already swooning at his feet?
Well, there was a publicist named Evans, and Evans had set up all those things at the New York Paramount. He gave away free tickets and things and all, and those girls were rehearsed swooning the first time, the first couple times, and then later on, it became natural. Once they heard the first ones do it, the rest that came along. But then as he got better and better, it was the older women who were utterly devastated. The Bobby Soxes, the teenagers, didn't exactly know what they wanted. But the older women knew what they wanted.
Oh, yeah. We're talking to Buddy Hackett on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Buddy, did you ever have a chance to hang out with Frank and the rest of the Rat Pack during their Vegas heyday?
Well, I was with Frank long before the Rat Pack. In fact, they asked me to be the opener for Frank long before any of the others, and I said, no, I'd rather compete at another hotel, which may sound silly to you, but it wasn't to me, because if you work on the same show with Frank, he's getting all the money, you're getting a nice salary, but nothing compared to what I hit on my own, you know. Of course, I never was competition, but I did have my spot, and we did work in town at the same time many, many times. In fact, Jerry Vale and I were talking this afternoon, and Jerry said, when Jerry and I were at the Diplomat and Frank was in Florida, and Frank was at the Fontainebleau, one of his people called after we finished our last show, which was 1 o'clock in the morning, and we were a good hour's ride away. He said, hey, Frank wishes, at that time they called him the old man, and that was 20, 25 years ago. He said, the old man wants you to come up here. Hey, he wants to laugh. He got to laugh. So me and Jerry went down there, and of course, I had him kind of crazy, and me and Jerry were doing little routines we used to do on stage together. And he was laughing so, you know, and we had wonderful times together over the years. In Las Vegas, I'd do the early show, he'd do the early show. Then in between shows, he always had an Italian restaurant that catered to him and set up dinner for 24 people every night, whether we came there or not. And we all went there, and I'll tell you what his favorite dish was: steak and green peppers and onions And they'd serve him with a huge platter, and he'd take one piece of steak and a few peppers, and that's all he would eat. He'd eat very little, but they had to serve him a great big thing. It had to look abundant, you understand?
He was Frank Sinatra.
He was the old man.
Well, that's the way he liked it to look. He wanted it never to look poor, like it used to be, you know?
Buddy Hackett, you used to call Frank Sinatra Bones, and you were the only guy that called him
that. Bones.
Yeah, how come you were the only guy that called Sinatra Bones, and why'd you call him Bones?
Because he was so thin when I first met him. He was very thin.
He wasn't later on.
Well, that, you know, it took a long time before he ever started to put on some weight. And then he put on some weight, and then he went and took it off again. But he used to say, don't yell it out, because I'd come into a club where he's working, and I yell, Bones! Now, once I got married, I didn't do it anymore because my wife wouldn't let me. She told me how to behave. And I didn't know the difference between what was behaving and what was not. We just liked to laugh. And one night, my wife and I sitting ringside at the Copa. It's opening night, and he walked out, and he said, he's going to yell Bones, he's going to yell Bones. And then he said, move him to the back. So he said, I can't look at you and sing. This is before his first number. They're still vamping. I said, look at my wife. He said, not bad. And then he started to sing. Then afterward, we all went up to the Hotel 14 and hung out with him a little while between shows. You know.
Well, what was he like hanging out with? What was Frank Sinatra like to hang out with between shows or backstage
well,
when he was relaxed?
He had a great sense of humor. He loved to laugh. He was aware of everything was going on, not only in show business, but also in the world. And he had a lot of women.
Oh, yeah, he's Frank Sinatra.
I don't think that's why. It had nothing to do with his stature. It had to do with the magic that the man had. He had magic. There were a lot of guys who were very famous and had spots, but they didn't have that moth appeal. They weren't the flame, and the women weren't the moth, you know? Lots of guys were up there. Not quite the way Frank was. Danny Kaye was such a big star, but he didn't attract women. He attracted airplanes.
Well, Buddy Hackett, we sure appreciate you coming on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
I'll tell you one story.
Is this the one about the big green spinning ball?
No.
We want to hear about the big green spinning ball.
That's a painting he gave me. But one afternoon, we're in the Sands Hotel, and we're having drinks in the afternoon. And him and Dean and a guy named Sonny King, I'm drinking Bloody Marys, and they're pouring more vodka into my drink, and they're laughing. They think I'm going to get whacked.
Oh, yeah.
Which I didn't. I had a great capacity. And so, after a while, I excused myself to go to the bathroom. When I came back, I said, I can't drink anymore. And Frank said, too much for you. Thought you were a big drinker. I said, got nothing to do with the drink. It's got to do with the Bloody Marys. I just went to the bathroom, and there's a tomato plant growing out of my ass.
Tell us real quick about the painting. You were telling me about it on the phone earlier tonight. Frank gave you a painting of a big green spinning ball.
It's only about 4 years ago. It came to the house. My wife said, there's a painting that came for you that Frank painted. Frank likes to paint, you know. So, it was a big green ball spinning, and he sent a note with it. It says, dear Hack, somehow this reminds me of you. And he signed it Bones. And I hung it up, and I pasted the letter in back of the painting, and I had it hanging in the living room with the sun coming through the window. He used to sign the painting S-I-N-A-T-R-A in block printing, you know. And it wore out. It was very thin paint, you know, like with a pen or with a stylus. And it wore out from the sun. So Dick Martin was going over. Frank's wife had card games almost every Sunday. And Dick was going over. I said, please take the painting. Ask Frank if he'll sign it again. Because the name wore off. You could barely see it. And so this time he signed his whole name, Frank Sinatra. And I hung it back up, but I covered the signature so the sun couldn't destroy it. So I think I own his only painting that's signed with his name.
Well, thanks a lot, Buddy Hackett, for taking the time to talk to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. How do you think the world should remember Frank Sinatra?
Well, I'll
for the voice or for the
said.
Magic?
I'm going to tell you what my wife said last week. When he first died, my wife said, now we know what El Nino was for. God was sending all that water to wash the stairs to heaven so that Gene Kelly and Fred Astaire could dance Frank up to heaven.
Aw. Well, you give your wife a kiss goodnight.
Her name
both
is
for
Sherry.
Sherry, will you give Sherry a big smooch for Chris and Rob?
Okay.
And wish her a you know, good night for us?
You know, I wasn't sure how I was going to like this talk because, I don't know, it's just something so personal, but I really enjoyed it. And, you know, he's up there in heaven, and if you want to know what Frank is really like, he's probably said to St. Peter, I got a gift for you for the pearly gates, and St. Peter say, what? And Frank say, WD-40.
Thanks a lot, Buddy Hackett.
God bless.
God bless you, too.
Bye-bye.
Later on. That was Buddy Hackett on the Chris and Rob a Late Night Talk Show, where I'm Chris and he's Rob. The phone number is 749-1444. We got more fun times in store for you. Stay tuned. And most of all, Frank Sinatra, rest in peace.
Kisses too, I never knew what they could do. I can't believe that you're in love with me. You are telling everyone I know I'm on your mind. Each place you go, they can't believe that you're in love with me. I have always placed you far above me. I just can't imagine that you love me. After all is said and done, to think that I'm the lucky one, cannot believe that you're in love with me. That you love me, and after all is said and done, to think that I'm the only one, I can't believe that you're in love, can't believe that you're in love, can't believe that you're in love with me.